March 9th, dusk. I wear my loneliness lightly like a little plastic poncho. In the evening, when the park clears out, the moon swells mercurial. I am on medicine for the visions, and so that I will not obsessively check the news and the weather, as I have done for the past 22 years. Sometimes the medicine works, and sometimes it doesn't. The fact remains that it's warmer than ever, 76 degrees today in Central Park. A silver maple burns beneath the bridge. A sailboat comes apart in the pond. Yesterday, a boy with a name like a poet was stabbed to death in a spree in Yafo. We hear about him because he is American. I imagine him crumpled on a staircase above the Mediterranean, face down on the soapstone steps, like Maria Hassabi mid-dance. Does it matter who did it? Picture the sea from the top of the stairs pouring out beneath his body. When asked about Mahmoud Darwish, Yehuda Amakai said he did not agree with his politics, but conceded that they shared a sea, a desert, and a deep hatred of the other's ideals. We are, he admitted, writing almost the same poems. Poetry becomes more popular in times of crisis. By this logic, I should be thrilled to learn that herpes causes Alzheimer's, lead is seeping into the water supply in Newark, and Zika continues to spread in Brazil. Picture the sea from the top of the stairs, pouring out beneath his body. The American's last name was Force, like how you took me one night, gently, then violently, the hard push into tomorrow, a thin veil for love. But now that you're here, why not take my heart? Sandstone, stuffed full of letters, jammed and trampled and fortified as the Western Wall. Go on. It's the smallest corner with the highest stakes. We'll die soon anyway. I'm giving it to you to take.